This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's cabinet on Wednesday approved a temporary ceasefire with the Hamas militant group that is expected to bring the first halt in fighting in a devastating six-week war and win freedom for dozens of hostages held captive in the Gaza Strip in exchange for the release of Palestinians detained in Israeli prisons. The deal calls for a four-day ceasefire, during which Israel will halt its military offensive in Gaza while Hamas frees at least 50 of the roughly 240 hostages it and other militants are holding. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office made that statement. The first hostages to be released are women and children. The White House voiced concern on Tuesday that Iran may be providing Russia with ballistic missiles for use in its war against Ukraine, a development that likely would be disastrous for the Ukrainian people. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby noted that Iran already has been providing Russia with its unmanned aerial vehicles or drones, guided aerial bombs, and artillery ammunition. It may be preparing to go on further into its support for Russia. Kirby highlighted a September meeting in which Iran hosted Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu to show off a range of ballistic missile systems, sparking U.S. concern. North Korea said it placed a spy satellite into orbit with its third launch attempt this year, demonstrating the nation's determination to build a space-based surveillance system during protracted tensions with the United States. The North's claim Wednesday could not immediately independently be confirmed. Observers doubt whether the satellite is advanced enough to perform military reconnaissance, but the launch is still inviting strong condemnation. This is VOA News. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has accused Israel of war crimes and genocide in Gaza during a virtual meeting of leaders of developing countries, including Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping. Ramaphosa also condemned Hamas for its attack on Israel and its civilians that sparked the conflict and said both sides were guilty of violating international law. Also joining the meeting were leaders and officials from BRICS members Brazil and India, as well as from Saudi Arabia, Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates, which are set to join the bloc in January. Putin said that there is a humanitarian catastrophe unfolding in Gaza and blamed it on what he called failed diplomacy by the United States. Liberian President-elect Joseph Boakai's party is canceling all remaining victory celebrations after a vehicle careened into a crowd, killing three people. Authorities say at least 17 others were injured after a speeding vehicle rammed into a crowd at a victory celebration. Crash late Monday took place hours after election officials formally declared Boakai the winner of a runoff presidential election held last week. Incumbent President George Weah had already conceded defeat several days earlier. Police made an arrest following the crash, but without the name of the suspect pending their investigation, it was not immediately known whether the crash at the headquarters of the Unity Party in Monrovia was politically motivated. Congo's foreign minister and the head of the UN stabilization mission in Congo have signed agreements to end the presence of UN peacekeepers after more than two decades. Congo's president in September called for them to leave a year earlier than planned, while no date was publicly given for the UN withdrawal to begin. Observers say it's unlikely to start before Congo's December 20th presidential election. Eastern Congo has long been overrun by dozens of armed groups seeking a share of the region's gold and other resources. Frustrated Congolese say that no one is protecting them from rebel attacks. Millions of people are expected to hit airports and highways in record numbers over the Thanksgiving holiday. The busiest day to fly will be Tuesday and Wednesday, as well as Sunday after Thanksgiving. Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 2.6 million passengers on Tuesday, 2.7 million passengers on Wednesday. Sunday will draw the largest crowds with an estimated 2.9 million passengers, which would narrowly eclipse a record set on June 30th. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.